Gold Coast tomorrow as this Queensland Winter Carnival kicks in. We've got two experts together. We used to have Max Worthy and Donopoulos. Maxie said, hang on, I can't do this. I can't keep doing it without being paid. So I've gone for Simon Donopoulos and Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin, both that get well paid for doing this spot. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Don't laugh, please. Don't laugh. And Brad Davidson, as I say, from the Gold Coast Bulletin, is joining us at the same time. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew, and good morning, Simon.
Great to have you on. Brad, you're based there, so they keep telling me that this weather's beautiful.
It is. We've had blue skies for the last 3 or 4 days now, and I think we're on about a heavy 9 or a heavy 8 earlier in the week, but it just keeps improving. I think we're back to a soft 5 now, speaking to the track manager. Yesterday, he's pretty confident back on a good 4 tomorrow, and it should be a perfect racing surface, Andrew.
Yeah, soft 5 is where it is this morning after a heavy dew, so it has improved. Now, I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you straight off. Simon, you're looking at the Gold Coast. What races are you looking at?
Race 4, 5, and race 8, Andrew.
Okay, and what are your best from, Brad?
Races 3, 4, and 5, Andrew.
Okay, so one race that, or two races that we may clash. We'll wait and see. Brad, I'll let you go then. We'll do them in race order. Where's your fancy in race 3?
Well, I don't think he's hard to miss, isn't he? I think he's about $1.70, $1.80 now in pending this Godolphin colt. He was $2 earlier back on Wednesday. The punters have come for him. I think he's clearly the best bet on the card. I mean, there's no flash odds now. I'm just hoping maybe he gets out. Fingers crossed he gets back out to $1.90. I did make him best bet of the month on our Friday Fill-Up podcast last night. I just think he'll be super impressive on debut. He won by 2.5. The time was there. They ran quicker time, the benchmark 85 on that day at Rhodes Hill. It looks like a colt that would only improve from that performance. I think he gets the suck run just behind the speed here, and I think it'd be far too good for the two-year-olds up here, Andrew. Our two-year-olds, they're nothing flash. I know emphatically there as well from the Kieran Maher yard, but I just think this colt, it could be a pretty nice horse in the making, and I think it'd be very, very hard to beat there tomorrow in the Ken Russell Memorial Classic.
Okay, so that's race 3, number 4, with tab fixed odds $1.70, but a winner at any price is a positive. But impending there, the first of Brad's race 3, number 4. Now, we come to race 4, the Gold Coast Bracelet. Simon, I'll let you have first crack.
Yeah, with Imposing last year, Andrew, very promising filly from the Bjorn Baker stable. She took a good step forward at Rose Hill last out. She knocked up back-to-back wins. She won with a leg in the air first up at Warwick Farm before leading throughout last up over 1,500 metres. She displayed a good turn of foot on that occasion. I think she's clearly a filly heading in the right direction. She's out of his Abil mare, so certainly bred to be better over further. And you can't go wrong sticking with the Bjorn Baker stable of late. No secret, he's low-level flying. From his last 50 runners, he's striking at 24% and 21% from his last 350. With Jason Collett aboard, the stable is striking at 30%. He's unbeaten aboard the filly from 2 attempts. She's drawn out, but I think she possesses the tactical speed to overcome this hindrance, and do expect her to be very hard to beat. I think she's one of the leading contenders in the Queensland Oaks at this stage, and do felt she was the best bet of the day. Race 4, number 6, Imposing Lass.
So a good push for Imposing Lass. Are you there, Brad, or something else?
I saw the race a bit differently, Andrew. I'm happy to take on Imposing Lass just at the price. I thought it was short enough in what I thought was a pretty open race. As Simon said, definitely been very impressive in 2 runs to date this campaign. I just thought she got it pretty easy in front there the other day at Rose Hill, and a horse like Hulkenberg actually had similar sectionals home last 600. So, look, I think at the price, I think she's rock bottom odds. I'm happy to back number 4, Self Esteem, on an each way basis. Now, Peter and Paul Snowden got 2 runners in the race. They got Hulkenberg and Self Esteem. I spoke to Paul Snowden yesterday, and he said, look, there's nothing between these fillies. You know, these horses are Imposing Lass. She's coming out of a benchmark 78, where Self Esteem, she's coming back from Group 1 company. I know she's been fresh since the Oaks. She's drawn wide here, but I think if she can get across and lead him here, she's a very tough filly. And I just think coming out of that Group 1 grade, I'm happy to take her. She's proven where the others have still got to prove it. So around the $10 mark, I think she's a decent each-way bet, Andrew.
Okay, well, love it when they clash. I love this to get our listeners some info. So in the fourth race, Brad Davidson, Self-Esteem number four, is currently $10 with Tab Fixed Odds. And the Simon Dinopoulos Fancy Imposing Last number six at $3.50. So there's the boys' fancies in race four. Now, Brad, I'll let you go first here in race five and see whether we have another clash.
Yeah, I don't want to knock Simon too much. He's imposing last time. And I know Bjorn Baker put up on his...
Nah, get stuck into him, mate.
Come on,
Brad. Come on. Don't drop off now. Just get stuck into him, mate. Don't worry about that.
You'll probably win by four lengths. Don't worry.
What about race five?
Race five, I'm keen on the local host here, Miss Covergirl. Now, Kelly Sweeter is one of the smartest trainers in Queensland. He's given a little hint away here. He's put the blinkers on for the first time. Look, the last preparation, most people said it was disappointing, but she was plagued by bad barriers. She had to go back. She ran on well a couple of times. She probably should have won the races if she drew better barriers. Now, she came up with barrier two here. A recent trial with Deegan was very good. She got back and did absolutely nothing in the trial. I like the way she just found the line. And look, she's won three from five fresh. As I said, barrier two. I think she gets a stuck run behind him here off a good speed, and I think she can finish over the top of these at the very nice prices, $8.50, Andrew.
Yeah, $8.50 is where they're at the moment. So that's Miss Covergirl, race five, number six. What about you, Simon?
Yeah, pretty open race, Andrew. I think I can certainly find one of value if you get the winner here. But with Vesicle, just with the Sydney form here, I'm hoping it can stack up. Obviously, Progressive Man from the Chris Lee stable. She returned a new career peak in the provincial champions final last start. She finished a close fourth behind a stablemate, Danish Twist. Obviously, we've since seen the form Frank by the ladder and also His Majesty performing well. I think that form should see her hold good stead on Saturday. From the good draw, I just think on speed at the Gold Coast, obviously usually a good recipe for success. I think the biggest plus for her on Saturday is to drop back in trip. Just not sure she really saw out the 1400 last start. She's been kept fresh for this 28 days between runs, and a drop back in trip should certainly help her claim. The Chris Lee stable's in good form, and Zessel has placed in three of her four attempts over this trip. She is a Progressive mare, as touched on, it's quite the open race, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him five across the line at the finish, but just happy to be with her at the each way odds. I think she can put herself into the race from the outset. She's sure to be in it for a long way.
Okay, so Zestful is currently at $11 with Tab Fixed Odds. That's race five, number 13. What about the last race, race eight?
Yeah, looking at the Gold Coast Guineas here, Andrew, very keen on one here in Takedown. Very handy galloper from the Gary Moore stable, who, while unable to win this time in, no question he's flying. He was only narrowly beaten first up in the Fireball Stakes before again gaming defeat in the Derby Munro behind Progressive Southern Legend. He took on our best three-year-old sprinters in the Arrowfield last start, and he was only narrowly edged out and returned a new career peak in the process. He hasn't won since his two-year-old season, but he did have a wind operation leading into this preparation, and he's clearly back on track. I think under the set weights conditions, he's very well placed and has drawn to receive all the favours. As touched on speed of the Gold Coast, generally is a good recipe for success, and he looks to get that on Saturday. Tim Clark links back aboard. He's placed aboard the three-year-old previously and is notably striking at 33% with the Gary Moore stable. Overall, the Moore stable strikes at 18% with Galpas racing fourth up. And from 18 starters at the Gold Coast, he has notched up seven wins. So quite the handy record. As touched on, should look to roll forward from the favourable draw and do expect him to be right in the finish. I think if he can repeat the level of his last start performance, he looks to set a fairly decent standard for his rivals. So more than happy to side with him in the last. Race 8, number 1, Takedown.
$3.30 fixed odds is the price there currently. So Simon Dinopoulos' three fancies for the Gold Coast. Race 4, number 6, Imposing Lass. Race 5, number 13, Zestful. And Race 8, number 1, Takedown. For Brad Davidson from the Gold Coast Bulletin, it's Race 3, number 4, Impending. Race 4, number 4, Self-Esteem, and Race 5, number 6, Miss Covergirl. It'll be interesting to see whether we get these two back on again. Simon's pretty much locked away, but Brad, the pressure's on.
Pressure's on. I think the last time I was in here was Magic Millions Day. We found a few winners there, but
yeah.
Look, hopefully we can claim some sort of points on Simon the first week, but he might get us with imposing last.
We'll look forward to the next few weeks, particularly starting tomorrow at the Gold Coast. Thanks for your time, Brad.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Brad Davidson there from the Gold Coast Bulletin. And Simon, we thank you. We'll chat again next week.